Hi, I'm Rod.
I'm Yasmina. Welcome to Life Trek.
Today we're talking about the millionaire's morning routine. So I think we're going to start off talking about our current status and everything that we have going on to sort of set the picture, right?
We wake up in the morning, have no to-do lists.
What? I meant like our responsibilities, our
No
yeah, no, it's a
responsibilities.
carefree life we got nothing
What should I
going
do today?
on.
Yeah. So, well, we both work full time. I work full time.
And I work, and that's both of us. We
Do I work? Yeah, we both have full time jobs. We've got also a rental property that we manage,
Yep.
and you're
With
kind of like,
several renters.
yeah. And you're kind of like the maintenance
Yes, I
guy.
am.
And
And then on
we.
top of that, there in one of the places, we've got your parents living there, which require a lot of care and feeding, so to speak.
Yeah, we've got two aging parents. Is that I say that? Young aging parents.
Yeah.
And who immigrated here a couple years ago, and so kind of helping them.
From
From
Morocco.
Morocco, and just being like the translator, a caseworker, insurance, filing claims, all of those that take a lot of work. Yeah, and my dad just recently doing cataract surgery and just helping out with that process. So that's very time consuming, making sure their insurance and benefits and all of that.
Is all taken care of,
Yeah.
and they know how to navigate that, which is difficult. Yeah, and then of course we have our five kids, two of which are still living at home, and teenagers, one of which is just got their license and will be driving.
Permit,
Sorry, yeah,
which
permit.
means you got to clock at least 50 hours of driving at least, which is a lot. That's a lot of driving that we have to
Plus, with
take them
school,
out.
they've been needing a lot of handholding because they've been doing school at home, and now we're just transitioning to doing a hybrid model where they're at school some of the time, and that's got its own challenges.
Yeah, I mean, it was not uncommon for me to finish work and then transition right into science
Or English or
or
math or history
history.
or,
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
yep.
doing history projects for sure.
Yeah.
Just finished a history presentation on freedom of speech. And in fact, I think today you have an assignment that you're going to be working
Yes,
on
yeah,
an
the
English
hero's
project,
journey.
the Hero's
Yay.
Journey. So we've got also one kid who's 1 foot out the door, so helping out, like, what does that look like for the next step? And what is, we also have a friend's, one of my best friend's daughter coming to stay with us to help them.
Yep.
Well, we've been helping her figure out college, like, you've been reviewing her scholarship essay, helping out with financial aid. I sat through a financial aid
Presentation.
presentation,
Yep.
a 3 hour presentation, and it was great. And so now we've booked a couple of tours to go tour the campus, and hosting them, her and her partner to come, and what does that look like, helping them to see, that next step, looking for apartments and all that. So a lot going on.
For sure. I was sorry, I got distracted here. My fault. So we've also got I've got a writing group that I sort of lead. Every couple of weeks we get together and go through about 10 pages worth of our writing, which means grading for other people's stuff and providing your feedback, and of course me trying to somehow hammer out 10 pages of that writing every couple of weeks. Which doesn't seem like a lot until I'm actually doing it, and then I don't know why it's so hard to get out that number of pages sometimes.
That seems like a lot. I mean, I do Toastmasters, and just trying to put together a one pager topic to present on seems painful. I can't even imagine 10 pages.
What else? Anything else we got going on?
Other than, we're painting this house.
Oh, well, yeah, lots of house projects. I'm
It's up
working
to
on a
like
piece of furniture
9:30,
right
yeah.
now. painting. Getting... You're painting the whole upstairs at the moment. Yeah.
And those are fun projects, but there's still things that need to get done. And, you know, just the everyday things of, you know, doing our shopping, getting, make sure that we have enough food in the house, prepping our meals.
Laundry, dishes. And not that, you know, we have other people in the house that you would think would be more helpful, like they should be.
You know. They're your typical teenagers. They come through looking for snacks, easy open. They can just... open up a bag
and or drop things and just walk away from them wherever they are, clothes, books, shoes, it doesn't matter. But I mean, that's pretty typical teenage wise.
And I think even too, just being mentally there for the kids, you know, so just we do dinners together and we spend some time together with, you know, going out. I took the kids the other day out, we went to the mall, we, you know, hung out, have that, that's time that is spent, you know, that you do need to incorporate it, you know, into your day, but that takes up a lot of your time, you know?
Yeah. So that's our current status, sort of some things that we have going on right now.
A lot going on, and I feel like since we've been together and married, it has not slowed down.
No, if anything, we've found new things to put into our schedule.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the definition of success, is that you just don't have time to breathe.
Yeah, at the last house, we were like, okay, well, that was my idea, that if we sell an older home, because you had an older 100-year-old house, you're doing projects, and we buy a newer house, then we would not have to do upgrades.
Oh my gosh,
or do...
so not true. Which I knew before we did it. I'm like, no, because then you got to put in a yard, you got to do all those other kinds of things, but... at the same time, it's all rewarding. It's fun to do.
And we went from 5 kids to now just 3 or 2 kids, and it still seems like we're always busy.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, this is before we go on to our next point. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. So the next part we were going to talk about is how do we do all of that, and not get burnt out.
Mm-hmm. And still have, you know, maintain a relationship.
Yeah.
And not lash at each other, because we have a long to-do list. I mean, there's a lot of responsibilities, you know, and we, yeah. So
a lot of stressors. Along those lines, I was thinking, Simon Sinek says, working hard for something that we don't care about is called stress. And working hard for something we love is called passion. And I think that some of the things that we do that are the most stressful are when we're working for somebody else, right? We're doing those things for somebody else that we don't necessarily care about that much, or not as much as we would. Like painting around the house is not stressful. It takes time. Or me working on a piece of furniture, it's fun to do. And it's for, like, this one I'm working on now is for my office. So it's not a stressor. It's actually creative and it's kind of fun. But doing some stuff for work, especially when it's things I don't really want to do, but I have to because, you know, I have a job. Those are the things that can generate stress over time.
Excel sheets for me.
Excel sheets, yeah. Yeah.
So would you want to talk about what our morning routine is? Or no, before we do, well, there's a lot, I guess. I'm going all over the place here, but...
Yeah, when we started unpacking that, I think more, how is it that you don't get burned out? What are the things for you that make you feel like are successful for you, not getting burned out in general?
So a couple of things, and I adopted these later on in life. You know, one of the things is definitely waking up early. And for most people who know me, that's definitely not my thing. I mean, before I met you, I probably was not rolling out of bed till like 9, 10 o'clock. I mean, just don't really contact me before 10 a.m. It's just not. Yeah. And with 2 little kids, and at the time I was going to school, and I know when I was coming to meet you, I'd be like, I'll throw out a time out there. I'd be like, I'll be there by noon, because it sounds doable. I didn't like roll up.
I began to interpret that as 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 or 2 o'clock. I think the morning routine, definitely waking up early. And you do help in that sense. Like when we go to places like, especially busy places like IKEA, or we've done the beach before, you want to get there early, before everyone. And sure enough, when we're coming back, there's tons of people coming in. Traffic is crazy. We've enjoyed the beach. We've like had a, you know,
we've conquered the day, and we're getting out of there before it gets busy. Yeah.
So I would say the morning routine, which, you know, it does make sense, but it's just so hard to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And so I'll stop there. And I would say that ask the same thing for you. I mean, I have a couple other things on my list, but what's...
Well, I was also thinking that you're not a complainer. I mean, everybody, I think, to some degree does some complaining, but you don't spend a lot of time complaining. And I hate it when I complain. Like I notice it in myself and I don't like it. So I try to kill it in myself. I'm not always successful, but because you're not, and because I typically am not, it's not something that we spend a lot of mental energy on stressing over stuff that we have going on. It's more, all right, I just got to do this. I got to attack this. I got to get this thing done, and move on to the next thing. And once it's behind you, then the stress is gone. Then you've conquered it. You've moved on. And I think that helps a lot, just not being the type of person that does a lot of complaining or worrying about it. Because then there's all these other things that come along with that, the self-pity, why do I have to do this, and all that. So some of it, I think, is just personality driven.
Yeah, and I mean, you do a really good job. If I am feeling overwhelmed, you do say, what can I do to help? Especially if I've got a lot going on with work and then kids doing the homework, you know, you'll start dinner. I mean, that's huge for me. And I love to cook, but a lot of times it feels like this huge chore of having to prep meals and just even thinking about it right now.
Well, and we very much act like a couple, like a team. I remember saying this to you probably a dozen times in the past, where it's what I always wanted from a healthy relationship, from a marriage, was that we're teammates. We support each other. We, you know, fill in the gaps where one person has something that they can't do, or it's just overwhelming or whatever else, and the other person's filling in that gap, and then we continue to go forward.
And even if you're not in a relationship, so these are for folks too, like this morning routine that we're going to discuss a little bit more about it, you can still incorporate this into your daily life. But if you are with a couple, you know, it does, sometimes it can be easier if you're a single person, because then you know this is your to-do list. You don't expect anyone else to help you throughout your day. And so when you're in a couple, in a relationship, you have that expectation, or maybe your partner does not pitch in or is not helping out with certain things. I think then that's definitely true. You and I do a really good job at bouncing back and forth, but you listen, you know, you can tell when I've just like reached my limit, like I am going to explode.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people too, is it's not just that in those relationships where the partner is not helping. It's not just that they're not helping. It's that they're also a burden on that other person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, they're another person in the family that needs to be taken care of, like they're another child in the family, which is ridiculous. You're two adults, you know. Let's then pivot over to establishing a morning routine, some of the things about a morning routine. And I like this quote I read from Jim Rohn, where he says, "Success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day, while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day." It's like those. It's like that Aristotle quote about it's what you're actually doing, and so you have this our sort of millionaire's morning routine list.
You always have these great quotes, and for me, I bring to you this $1 billion routine, which you're like wanting more information. I'm like, I found it on TikTok. It's the most reputable website. They're like, I listened to Simon Sinek talk. He's a motivational speaker. I really like him, by the way. And I wouldn't even endorse this, but it really was appealing. And right now it's called the $1 billion morning routine challenge. But when I looked it up, there was a few things from it that I really, really liked, but not to say like, this is, go out and do this routine.
This is gospel. Make this happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so the first one on this billion-dollar morning routine is before you get out of bed, so your alarm goes off and you wake up, the idea is that you lay in bed and you recall your dreams, which we kind of did this morning.
Actually, well, yeah, we
weird dreams.
Weird dreams, yeah. But the idea behind that was that sometimes your subconscious is working things out, and you may end up noticing things that are important because you're recalling your dreams right then, because they fade almost immediately.
Yeah.
So if you take a moment to do that, some people keep a dream journal too. I've never really done that, except very fleetingly. I personally just didn't get a lot out of it. But it is fun to talk to you about in the morning, like, oh my God, I had this weird dream or whatever. And it, I don't know, I have not enough experience to say whether or not that's useful yet, but.
Yeah. So the second one is to make your bed, which we did.
Yes, we did. And there's a great video, I can't recall.
I think I know your video you were talking about too.
Yeah, where it's a naval commander who's talking about, or admiral who's talking about, making your bed in the morning in the military, and how it's like the first thing of success that you do for the day. I successfully made my bed. I got a task accomplished, and that's sort of a marker for the rest of the day as to how you're going to successfully go through the day. It's a great video. So you should look it up sometime.
We generally do. I mean, today is a weekend. During the week, say you get up like crazy hour,
3:30, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and so I usually make the bed just because I wake up a little bit later. But then on the
weekends,
that's
why I get up so early.
So you don't make the bed. So okay, the third one is water. Drinking water before you drink any tea or coffee or anything like that. And then they also talk about like taking their supplements, so like their probiotics.
Yeah, and that's what I do in the morning in the bathroom there. Before I even get downstairs or anything, I've taken my supplements and I've drank a little bit of water to just get the supplements down more than anything else. But then, then I go into coffee and all that.
So far, you're doing pretty good. Looks like we've checked everything on the box here.
Man, we're crushing it.
Okay, breathing. And I think this is thinking more about meditation is what they're doing. So doing like a guided meditation or anything like that. So this person, they do meditation in the morning and they also do it later in the afternoon. And I just started doing this. I think I've talked about it enough through the Calm app.
Yeah.
And you could also, there's also Headspace. There's also all lots of different apps, but on the Calm app specifically, since that's what I know, they have these things where it's called the Daily Calm. Mm. And I think they're about 10 minutes. And I usually, after I make my bed, I just kind of get situated and do the meditation, and every day there's a message on that, on the Daily Calm. And so after I do that, I do some stretching and then I start my day. But by then I already had coffee because you bring me coffee every single morning.
Well, I was going to get to that one a little bit later. Yeah.
So you do any meditation?
Well, so for breathing, I do end up waking up in the morning and breathe.
I breathe throughout the day.
In and out all day long. I think it's a great thing that you've started with spending some time in meditation and breathing and all that. I do completely support that. It's helpful for you, I can definitely see. And there's times where I will do that, but I don't do that as any sort of routine right now. So, no, Phil, I failed that part.
Okay, so the next one on this list is called Make a Move. So basically doing some type of exercise. And I don't know how long to do this exercise for, but like this.
I think when I read that before in or saw the video, they were talking about not a lot of movement necessarily, although this is kind of before you maybe later in your morning or whatever do like hard exercise or calisthenics or something, but that you're stretching, you're moving a little bit. You're sort of limbering up your body. You're waking up, basically.
Okay, I see that, because it does say there just to kind of get your heart rate going. Like the other day I did, I just busted out 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
While I was waiting for the shower to warm up, I felt very productive. Okay, so here's the next one, and I don't think I'll ever do this one. I think you can probably guess what it is. is to do a cold or take a cold shower.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't do that either. Well, so for me in the morning, you're more the kind of person who needs coffee to get in the shower in the first place.
Oh yeah.
I'm awake immediately. When I wake up, I am wide awake immediately. I don't need coffee to be awake. I don't need to get a cold shower or anything else. I am up. But that said, I have taken cold showers. And I do go do cold therapy for myself occasionally, where I'll go literally go get in a river here in the Pacific Northwest in the middle of winter and go soak in a river.
It's crazy.
It feels amazing to my body. It is... I don't know that I could do it as a morning. I mean, I could do anything, but I don't know that I like it as a morning routine, but I like it as an evening routine. And the reason I like it as an evening routine is because it helps with anti-inflammatory stuff. And if you go soak in cold water for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, afterwards, you're so relaxed. Like, you'll go to sleep like a baby. But it has to be good and cold for me, mm-hmm. like ice cold. So... okay, sorry, next one.
So next one is journaling. And the idea is to do this in the morning, by the way, so not throughout the day. It's just, this is a morning routine.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I feel like journaling can happen anytime throughout the day, but this is early morning, so.
So I agree that it's really good. And part of what your journaling can be is your sort of, which is kind of our next point, but is your to-do list for the day as well. And I kind of end up blending those two together. So I get a little bit of a mindset thing going on for journaling as well as a to-do list, because that helps my mindset, honestly. It helps focus me. And journaling goes way back. I mean, lots of really famous people in history, Albert Einstein and Edison and Marcus Aurelius did journaling. And what, in fact, Marcus Aurelius did is in the morning and the evening do journaling, where you're looking forward to the day ahead, and then you're reflecting on the day you just had, and maybe prepping for the next day at the end of that, too. I have a great book where I do morning and evening journals, and that I'm not as reliably, you know, doing that as I'd like to be, but it is something I occasionally do. And I'm trying to get better at that right now, actually.
You are pretty good at, I mean, you're a writer, so that makes sense. I start journaling when my anxiety is like going out of control. Yeah. So I need to incorporate that. So the next one is the to-do list. And then the next one after that is to feel list. And I think that they're, from what I took from the reputable videos that I watched, the YouTube videos,
the TikTok videos,
the challenges, that they kind of were going in hand, and I sent you a link, and you're like, this is definitely a Yasmina thing, because
there's a lot of history for people doing and promoting to-do lists, and then I think that some folks were turning that on its head a little bit and saying, well, don't start with the things that you have to do, but start with how you want to feel after doing those things, right? So it's the feel list, which it doesn't appeal to me as much,
yeah.
Because I don't operate on a feeling level when I'm doing those lists. It doesn't stress me out. Actually, it calms me to know I got to do this and I got to do this. And here they're on paper. I can track them. I won't forget them now.
Yeah.
I've written them down. But for you.
Yeah, because I feel like I have so... See, I feel all the time. I feel like...
Yeah.
that I have so much to do, sometimes, not all the time, and I get so overwhelmed, and so I liked the concept of writing all my feelings out, and so I did that actually yesterday, is I wanted to feel relieved because, well, I'm relieved, and then I find a to-do list that, well, on I can pick one, and part of it was, you know, my dad's health insurance,
because
it was stressing me out, and I had that on the checkbox, and then I wanted to feel inspired, and then I would put my to-do list next to it, and so I felt like over the moon yesterday, no, today's Sunday, Friday, that I got these things done, and I was only able to accomplish a couple things on my to-do list. But I was able to prioritize based on the feelings, because I guess I do operate more on the feeling side. And this was something that I kept waking up at night. I just, you know, he was refusing to go do his other cataract surgery. And, you know, we get all these claims, and it was just very confusing to understand how much we owe. And that just kept me up at night. And so once I was able to clarify and get that sort and taken care of, it was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. However, shortly after that, my child comes to me and says, "You need to sign me up for my driving class, and I also need to get signed up for volleyball because registrations." And you're like,
"But you
bleep,
did,
bleep."
But you did get the relief though from that you were looking for.
Absolutely, on your list,
for getting that one thing done on for your day.
Yeah. So if you're a type of person like me, so I have high anxiety. I do operate, I guess, more of a feeling, and I get stressed out a little bit too much because I'm so emotionally invested into helping other people. So it does help me in that sense.
So what again is your, this is not related exactly, but what is your Myers-Briggs profile again?
I'm an INTJ.
No,
you're an INTJ.
I'm an INTJ.
I'm an INFJ.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And so you can definitely see that playing out the way that we do lists. That's it. Really interesting to me, but anyway.
Because I take on other people's emotions, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the last one is reading.
That's number 9. I have got a 10th one to add on.
Okay. Oh, reading. So yeah, the 8 is the to-do list, the 9 is the feel list, and I kind of combine them together.
No. You're good. You're good. I have one that you don't know about.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so reading. Do you read?
Well,
you do read.
I read all the time, but
you put me to shame now.
No.
I read on Facebook. I read a lot of the comments. Sorry, and I just want to not throw myself under the bus there. I do a lot of reading for work. I'm public health, so I do a lot of research articles.
You do a lot of studying.
But however, on my off time, I think that's where I don't do, because I'm so tired of reading research and data that on my off time,
Well, to be fair, a lot of the reading that I do, and I think what they're talking about is reading for self-improvement, right?
Yeah.
And I do some of that, but a lot of the reading I do is just for entertainment. I'm a writer too, so I'm sort of, it's entertaining, but I'm also, when I read stuff, a lot of the times that's entertaining, I'm doing it from a mindset also of picking up, like, oh my gosh, oh, I didn't even, that's a great idea. Like, I watch the way that authors will craft things, and I'll try to incorporate that into my writing. But what I don't do quite as much is sort of the self-improvement reading stuff. And I think it could be, you could stretch that a little bit. Like, last night I spent some time watching videos and doing a little bit of reading on marketing strategy stuff with Instagram and things like that for this whole podcast thing. But that's sort of like my own personal professional development stuff that I think does, that kind of stuff does apply, because you're adding skills to your tool chest, you know, about how you understand the world or how things work and all of that. So it's making self-improvement type stuff. And I think that's what they mean there. But it's definitely something, you know, I could do more of. So I'll do one more thing on that. And that is a sort of a daily act of service in the morning, which I do by bringing you coffee every morning before you're out of bed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. I need coffee to get out of bed. Daily act of service.
Actually, you know, the reason that I really, I like doing that for you, because it's my way of expressing some love for you.
And I love that you do it for me.
And building the relationship and having you have this sense of, I don't know, you've come to rely on it. And while there's been a few days here and there where I haven't been able to for whatever reason, and you're always sweet about it, you never like expect that I will get there, you know, and have coffee, you're always grateful. But it makes me happy too, so.
It makes me super happy. So on this millionaire or billion-dollar routine list, so we kind of went through it and we've selected some of the stuff that we do, actually. It kind of aligns with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
What is missing from this list that we do that's not on this list here?
How do you mean exactly? I'm not following.
Oh, because we went through this whole routine list. Is there anything that's missing that you do, actually, that's not on this list to incorporate this? Like for me, I have a smoothie every morning. That's been kind of my routine as far as breakfast, is I like to get that, you know, my blueberry routine,
yeah.
My blueberry smoothie.
A new $1 million.
Yeah. As far as breakfast is on here. And I know in some of the videos they did have their breakfast portion of it, but you're pretty good at getting your, you know, kind of a good healthy breakfast in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And starting
and I've
your
seen
day.
A couple different things. Like one guy whose video I saw was talking about getting like a power smoothie, you know, in the morning. Another one was saying you have to get your protein in, you know, eggs and blah, blah, blah. You got to get, you know, plenty of morning protein in. I think that you have to know your own body. You have to know yourself. Don't eat junk in the morning. It's a terrible way to start the day. But sometimes
not a sausage McMuffin or whatever they're called, McDonald's or the drive-thru.
Yeah, with, you know, 10,000 calories later. Yeah, or whatever. I think, though, that you want to eat something that's healthy. I do think protein is important. So if you're going to have a shake or a smoothie, that, you know, make sure that you're getting something in it, that a protein powder or something like that. I do think that is important. And it makes you feel fuller longer. So you're not, like I used to be, I would have a bowl of cereal in the morning. That was my favorite breakfast. For years I did this until I discovered A, I was lactose intolerant. And then B, it wasn't helping my waistline and all of that. So when I got off of that and started focusing more on having some protein in the morning, I noticed that where before, like come 9, 10 o'clock, I was ravenous. I was so hungry. Now, when it becomes time for lunch, I maybe will get to a point where I'm hungry, but I'm not ravenous. I could skip lunch if I needed to, because it just helps me survive longer throughout the day on some protein that I've had in the morning. So I do think morning breakfasts are definitely important. And I also think that establishing some downtime for yourself throughout the day, wherever those points are for you. There's times I'll get off work and I'll sit there and play a game on my phone, or I'll do something that's completely mindless for a little while. Mm-hmm. Because it helps me to unwind, to refocus a different direction or whatever else, not feel like I'm working on something, but I'm letting my brain go for a few. And then I can pick up and go do something else that I need to do.
Yeah, I think the breakfast to me is important too. I mean, this is the $1 billion routine, and so I know that we don't do everything on this routine. We even have our own morning routine list that we have that we follow. So I just wanted to clarify that this list that we shared, we don't follow it to
no.
a T.
Yeah, and while we do some of the things on here, and as I said throughout this discussion so far, there's some things that I like. Yeah, I could do better at that. This would be something that I need to work on a bit. But I think you have to know yourself, and you have to know the things that are going to make you successful. But what you should do is you should challenge yourself to say, okay, yeah, I don't make my bed every morning. Let's just take one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something I could start incorporating. And I'll just take one thing off this list and start incorporating that one thing and start making it a habit. And then if that's successful for me, I find that it's helping me, then I'll make that a routine, make that a habit, and then I'll move on to something else. And while we do several of these, we don't do all of these reliably. Like I said, I'm working on trying to journal more. And
that was the next question I was going to ask you too. Like what's on that list that you were going to incorporate more? Because when I saw this this morning routine,
yeah,
I was like, the to-do list fuel list, I'm like, down.
Yeah.
I'm going to incorporate this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, for you,
probably journaling. Also, I recently started walking in the morning, and I haven't been 100% faithful at, you know, doing that, but I have started doing that more, and I'm just going to keep getting better at that and making sure that I'm, you know, getting my 10,000 steps in a day or more and all of that. So Just take one or two things, maybe even just one thing, and work on it, make it a routine, and then move to the next thing, and add those to your morning. And I think for us, we're noticing some success, and I would say that would be true for really anybody, and that's why
Yeah.
it's so popular.
I know. And I added water recently. I don't drink enough water in the day. And yesterday I had like 2 bottlefuls of water, which is more than
Which is,
I've ever drank. Usually it's like a couple of
running to the
sips.
bathroom all the day long like I do.
Yeah. And then the breakfast part on there is not part. I've seen it on the challenges, but I was happy to see that they have the blueberry thing incorporated into that because my morning smoothie I love, and it does have those blueberries. It's the Costco three berry blend, and I put spinach and banana, the collagen protein powder, and some almond milk, and that lasts me for hours. And I just love starting my day with that smoothie. But I do need to incorporate a little, the water in there. And what else was there? Yeah, I'm not going to incorporate a cold shower. It's just not happening ever.
Maybe when
Maybe.
you're least expecting it, and I drag you in the shower
Oh
with
my gosh. And I'm like, this is the best thing ever. I need to tell the whole world.
Look for podcast 4,000 in the future.
Cold shower. Yeah, that does not sound appealing.
Well, I think we covered the art list pretty well, but we're up against our time hack. So call that one in the books.
Thank you all for joining us. We hope you get something out of this talk.
Yeah, something that you can use on your life trek.